Welcome to Broadly Speaking, a history and stories of the French Broad River Valley. Daniel Boone is an historic character that was born in Pennsylvania in 1734. His large family moved to the Yadkin Valley in North Carolina in 1750 after his Quaker father was chastised by the church for allowing two of his children to marry outside of their church. Although Boone's family did not live in the French Broad River Valley, Daniel traveled most of the Indian trails through this area as a hunter and explorer. Once in North Carolina, Daniel became restless and disdained formal education, but was not illiterate. He learned to read from the Bible and Gulliver's Travels, books that traveled with him. He developed a distinctive writing style, but his grammar and syntax did not follow proper norms. In 1750, Daniel studied blacksmithing, but gravitated to his love of hunting. He became an excellent shot and earned a living selling animal skins. In the new frontier, selling skins became an industry. A male deer buckskin was worth a buck. This is why a dollar and a buck became synonymous. A fall deer was considered in the red and was worth more. Two spring bucks or two doe were worth a buck. Six raccoons, four foxes, or two otters were worth a buck. 30,000 deerskin were exported from North Carolina in 1753 alone. The number would grow. By the late 1750s, 200,000 pounds of deerskin were exported from Savannah and another 355,000 pounds from Charleston annually to supply the British tanning industry. That's a lot of bucks. The principal weapon had been the smoothbore long rifle muskets. The British Brown Bess muskets were more accurate and had a greater range due to their rifling. Although the Brown Bess took three times longer to load, they proved to be far superior in forest hunting and warfare. There were many conflicts during the 1700s between the white settlers and the native Indians, the southern Indians against the northern Indians, the French against the British, and the colonists against the British. In 1755, a long-festering rivalry between England and France over the rich fur trade erupted. Many historical figures were caught up in this conflict. George Washington, Horatio Gates, Daniel Morgan were a few. When Morgan was young, he took offense to a British officer. Morgan knocked the officer to the ground. He was sentenced to 499 lashes, enough to kill a normal person. Morgan would proudly display these scars to motivate his troops for his seething hatred of the British. During this period, troops would use huge Conestoga wagons to haul their supplies. These German-inspired wagons were massive, 18 feet long, 4 foot wide, and could carry a load of up to 6 tons. Teamsters would usually walk beside the wagons on the left side, next to the handbrake. This tendency to use the right-hand side of the road would prevail throughout the colonies. By the end of 1756, Indian raiders had killed over 1,000 settlers and taken hundreds more women and children captive. Lands west of the Appalachian Mountains were simply called Indian Territory. Both Indian and white settlers' population declined in the 1700s due to wars and diseases, most notably smallpox. Daniel Boone married Rebecca Bryan and began to raise a large family, but he continued to travel and hunt, sometimes being gone for over 2 years. One story goes that Boone once came home from a 2-year absence and found his wife Rebecca nursing a baby girl. Boone obviously questioned the situation. Rebecca had heard that Daniel had been killed and was comforted by another man. Boone asked who the father was to find out it was Daniel's brother, Ned. She said that he looked so much like Daniel, she couldn't help it. He picked up the baby and said, "It's all in the family." The baby was called Jemima, and Boone considered her his favorite. The story is known as Boone's Surprise. Another time, returning after a long period, the locals were having a celebration with dancing. Boone, unshaven and probably filthy, approached his wife and asked for a dance. Not recognizing him, she declined until he said, "I have danced with you many times, Rebecca." Still, Boone had a desire to go west to a territory called Kankakee, west of the mountains. Other explorers had found old, well-worn Indian trails used by the Cherokee and Shawnee to raid each other. Parts of this trail was called the Warrior's Path. One explorer, Dr. Thomas Walker, was traveling through a gap called the Path of the Armed One. He named this gap Cumberland Gap after one of the British heroes of the Battle of Culloden in Scotland. They entered into bluegrass country, Kankakee, what we now call Kentucky. The area was rich in wildlife, and Boone felt as though the North Carolina backcountry was rapidly filling up. The area was also still Indian territory. For the first time, Boone viewed this territory on June 7, 1769. He was 34 years old. Many frontiersmen, including Boone, recognized the importance of ritual gifts like linen, ribbons, needles, buttons, and wampum. Wampum are strings of bead often used as currency as gifts. Boone and his family moved from North Carolina to Kentucky in 1773. There are amazing stories of this family in Boonesboro, Kentucky. Jemima is captured, battles are fought, Daniel is captured and auctioned off by the Indians, then adopted into their tribe. He is wounded, yet rebounds, but nearly dies running the Indian gauntlet. As we wrap up this episode, I want to share a bit of irony about this story. Once Boone reached Kentucky, he was hired by Judge Richard Henderson to create the Wilderness Trail from the Cumberland Gap to Boone's new home, Boonesboro. Henderson's home was in Granville County, North Carolina. Richard Henderson was the father of Judge Leonard Henderson, the state Supreme Court justice and the man that Henderson County, North Carolina, is named after. Here we conclude this chapter of our story, but wish to thank you for joining us today on Broadly Speaking, a history and stories of the French Broad River Valley, where next week we will talk about the Transylvania colony and the proposed 14th State of the Union.
To listen to this episode of Broadly Speaking again, or other episodes, go to WTZQ.com, click on Features, and scroll down to Broadly Speaking. Or download the WTZQ app and click Podcasts at the bottom of the screen. Broadly Speaking, a history and stories from the French Broad River Valley. Brought to you by Penny Insurance. Protecting what matters most for over 95 years.